You're listening to WMFO Medford, and that was part of Savor the Joy by Rachel Cole.
Savor the Joy.
Yes, savor the joy, everyone.
All the joy.
Yeah, that's good life advice.
Can you hear me?
Are you sure that's mic 4?
It says mic 4.
I don't have my headphones on, so I can't tell. Mic 4 is kind of sucky sometimes.
Mic 3. Oh yeah, that mic 4 doesn't work.
Mic 4 is not the best mic.
Yeah, you should put that in the pre-show checklist. The mic 4 doesn't work. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mic 4 sucks.
Oh wow, we went through like all our songs.
Go through all our songs?
You know what? I think Modern Act could be fun.
Oh yeah.
Sorry.
That's because your profile's on the wrong profile.
No, we had it on mic 4.
No. Your profile looks like it's off. It should be on 4 mics plus aux.
Oh. So it's not, all the mics aren't registered now?
No, like the way to change that would be my answer.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So the way to change that is, what mic are you on right now?
I'm on 3, which works.
You're on 3? Okay, can you hear yourself?
Yeah, 3 works.
Okay. Like, so like for future reference, like, uh-huh. like whenever you want to change a profile, just hold on a second. Like, you see the up and down arrows, like,
yeah.
on there?
Yeah.
You can go up and down, click, boom. And then on there, you see, like, the 4 mics. The 4 mics, and then, like, you have the aux, and then like, you still have your phone lines, your 2 phone lines you can still connect to and whatnot. But definitely, and whenever that happens, just double check to make sure that your profile is on. That's the profile on the computer. It'll tell you which one you're on.
Oh, so it's on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Yeah. Now we have all the mics.
All the mics are good now.
Which mic do you want to use now that you have
I'll just stay on 3. I'm already here.
Okay, cool. This is our show, Black Stripes or White Keys. And we always have technical difficulties.
Cause that's life.
It's kind of a feature of our show.
Yeah. But, you know, it is our last show of the semester because I'll be leaving to see my family on Monday. Unless you are around and want to do it, but it doesn't feel the same when it's just one of us.
Yeah, I'll be here, but I probably won't talk much. I'll probably just play the tunes and lament your
okay,
accents.
Okay, so this is our last fun show.
It's our last fun show. Yeah. Anyway, well, I mean, I have music that we can play, and then we can start adding to the playlist as we go along through the hour, if you want.
That's a good idea.
All right.
Well, also, if anyone has requests,
call us.
Hit us up.
What is our number? 855-915-WMFO.
Yeah.
That's
855-915-9636.
Yeah.
All right, what's our first song?
Modern Act by Cloud Nothings.
Ooh.
Sounds fun. All right.
Does sound fun.
Here's some tunes.
What God is that? Feels like the tide is on. is. There ain't no time to waste. You're getting on in years. You could keep your can up if it just never eat again. It's a means to a terrible end. Even if your plan is successful, have you really got room in your life? Yeah, and it's a bland kind of torture. To snap down on deaf ears, I take a drastic little matchstick and set fire to the tears. I will go around the stage in just my birthday suit. Now that I'm fireproof. It's a candle that you bring to the table, but it's not enough for me.
something, something better than before. We expected something more. Do you really think you can just put it in a safe behind a painting, lock it up and leave? Do you really think you can just put it in a safe behind a painting, lock it up and leave? Get
was feeling like a butterfly trapped inside a plane. Maybe there's something going on, I'm not insane. If I'm already out of time, then make it worse. Go on and hit me in the heart, hit me where it hurts. I'm feeling like a butterfly trapped inside a plane. Maybe there's something going on, I'm not insane. If I'm already out of time, then make it worse. Go on and hit me in the heart, hit me where it hurts. Go on and hit me in the
bullseye, dead end. Target, carousel, carousel, baggage, claim it, promise. One day you will hate me, but right now just write it out, write it out, write it out. Magic carpet over London, through the ceiling. Watch you dreaming, promise. One day you will hate me, but right now just write it out, write it out.
Go on and hit me in the heart. Hit me where it hurts.
Ow.
Ow.
That was
Caroline Polachek.
Yes, hit me where it hurts. And before that, we had Speaking Terms by Snail Mail, Star of War by The National, Fireproof by Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah.
All the bands.
And there were two more before that, but no one remembers that.
But it's fine. You don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, We have some not indie rock songs on tonight, but that's fine. We're feeling eclectic. We're going with the flow.
Mixing it up.
Just still riding off of, I saw Caroline Polachek in New York a couple of weeks ago, and it was really fun. And I was, I'm very picky with pop music, but I really like her music. I think it's just a little more interesting than, it is more interesting than top 40 pop music. There's more going on. And she was really good live, sang really well. So that's always good when people sing well.
That's what you can hope for.
That's what you hope for. But, you know, not everyone sounds like their studio stuff. But she did. So yeah. That's good. And we have another song coming up later that was a surprise opener at that show. It's Aruj Aftab. And it's really good. It's very different than what we usually play. But she has an amazing voice. It's really good. And we have a PSA for you.
Tell us.
I will tell you. Emergency preparedness PSA. unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from what? That doesn't make sense. WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
I'm really curious about what it actually
says. It says ready, and then it has those little carrots, dot, and then gov. Oh, ready.gov. Okay. I thought I was confused for a second. Those carrots just mean, like, you're saying dot. Like, they could have just put ready.gov, and I would have got it. And it wouldn't have confused me.
They think we can't read dots.
I don't think they know we know. They don't think we know what periods are.
But that PSA hits differently after all the natural disasters.
Oh, yeah. And just also thinking about how everyone would stock up because of COVID, too.
Yeah.
So they didn't have to leave as much. I wanted to read that PSA because it encourages going to Costco, and I love Costco.
Wow, I haven't been to Costco in so long. I want to go.
Well, let me know, and I will gladly go with you.
Do you have a Costco membership?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. I'm like the second person on my parents' account.
Amazing. You're so useful.
It's so great. I love Costco.
I love Costco too.
It is a good idea to have some canned goods and some dry stuff and some flashlights just in case.
Yeah.
I always think about that with tornadoes and stuff. When I was a kid, I was, like, deathly afraid of tornadoes.
There's, like, tens of thousands of people without power now because of the
tornadoes. Yeah. Tornadoes suck.
Yeah.
They are no good.
Yeah. That's bad. We have more music.
We do have more music. We have Mitski's new single, which I haven't listened to yet, so we'll see how it is.
Yeah, I also haven't listened to it.
Yeah, I just went onto Spotify today, and it said Mitski has a new single, and I was like, interesting.
We both love Mitski.
So. Who doesn't love Mitski?
This is a pro
Mitski At this show. Point, if you don't like Mitski, then who are you, and what are you doing with your life?
I feel like a lot of Tufts students specifically really like Mitski.
No, but it's funny, though, because, like, a couple years ago, like, oh, the people, everyone's like, oh, yeah, Mitski, really good. And now I feel like so many more people know about her than they did then. And they try to think that they're cool because they know Mitski. But honestly, like, you're not cool. She's been around for a while. Like, you're hopping on the train late. I mean, do hop on the Mitski train.
Do hop on it.
But don't think you're the coolest person in the world because you listen to Mitski. Like, she's been around. Like...
Yeah.
But do listen to her, because she's cool.
Yeah, I think she's cool, too. Yeah, so it's called Heat Lightning, off of the album Heat... Wait, that's...
No, I don't know. What's the new album called? There's three singles. There's Working for the Knife, and then there's that other one that sounds like an 80s song, but I can't remember the name of it.
Working for the Knife is so good. I love when we play that one.
I know, I like that one, too. I like it better than the other single. The Only Heartbreaker. It sounds like an 80s song. Very...
80s are in.
They are in. But yeah, new song is Heat Lightning. I'm really intrigued. I don't know what to expect.
Okay, well, we can play that and come back with our reactions later when we come back with our conspiracy.
Yes, we're going to have a weird conspiracy today. I didn't know this was a real thing, but it's kind of creepy. I mean, it's not creepy. It's weird because, like, I think that... It's trying to say something good, but I'm just very, like, wary and skeptical of the reason why they want to do what they want to do. Yeah.
You'll see.
Yeah. You'll see.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Bye, Medford. Talk to you later. Soon. Later.
somebody, but you end up fooling yourself. You're reading from a season in hell, but you don't know what it's about. I listen to you now, maybe you listen to me. You're trying much too hard to make your world seem like a dream. You're stepping out of something.
like it wasn't there at all. And here I rest, where disappointment and regret collide, lying awake at
WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wow. Title and registration by Death Cab for Cutie. Sunlight Bass and Golden Glow by Felt. Heat Lightning by Mitski.
I liked it.
Yeah, Heat Lightning was good. It was very
good. Yeah,
dark.
I liked it. I mean, I like moody things.
Yeah, I like to be sad.
I like to be sad too. Isn't my music taste?
Yeah.
I don't like to be sad, really. I don't think anyone should really love to be sad. That would be sad.
But, like, you know how sometimes when you're sad and you don't want to be happy because you're sad?
Yeah, so, I know, yeah, yeah.
And you're just like, yeah, this is real living right here.
That's good. That's the real stuff right there.
This is life.
Well, ooh, you know what it's time for? Getting ready here.
It's time for Conspiracy Crackdown.
All right.
Yeah.
So when I was looking up Christmas conspiracies, this thing kept showing up called the Advent Conspiracy. And I was like, what is that? And then apparently it's an actual thing. It's like a religious thing where these like people decided in their churches that they didn't want Christmas to be a consumerist holiday, and that Christmas isn't really about religion anymore, even though it's technically a religious holiday. So they basically say that, well, they have like four tenets, which is worship, spend less, give more, and love all. That's it. I was just like, didn't know that. I don't understand why they're calling themselves a conspiracy, because it makes it seem sketchy.
I think it's like, you know, when you conspire and like, it's sort of like a sense of something.
Yeah, but usually
up.
Conspiring means you're going to conspire to do something bad. Yeah. So are they saying that they're like, why would you imply that, you know, spending less money is like a bad thing or something, unless these people are just in cahoots with the, it's like reverse psychology. They're in cahoots with the big businesses and all that, which doesn't, you know, I'm not going to get into religion on here, but it's not my fave.
So the conspiracy part is like, everyone, like, we're all consumerist people, and we've turned Christmas into,
I mean, we have, there's yeah, no yeah, doubt I mean, about right. that.
Yeah, no, I find this
Christmas
very
is more of a cultural thing than a religious thing, I feel like.
Yeah, these days, I mean,
these
you
days
can celebrate Christmas no matter what religion you're part of.
Yeah, I mean, like, I know people that don't like really celebrate Christmas, but I feel like they, like, still, I don't know, you know? I feel, there's also, I know a lot of people that are Jewish but still celebrate Christmas, but then I know people that are Jewish that don't celebrate Christmas.
And people of other religions, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I like Christmas because it's an open holiday, but I do agree with the Advent conspiracy people. Maybe we should make it less materialistic. Maybe.
Maybe it would make us have less debt and
Yeah.
I don't know. I just didn't realize. I did not know that there was such a thing called the Advent conspiracy. And I was like, okay.
I like, you know what Christmas is about to me? It's about family.
That's what Christmas is about. Yes, that's what it should be about.
It's about being with your loved ones and celebrating the end of the year.
Well, that's New Year's, but...
Okay. Okay, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that most people don't do anything. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. I just feel like a lot of people don't really associate it with religion as much as they used to.
That's true. Like, we used to... okay, I don't want to talk about my own personal religious views.
Nah,
on
I don't
want to
get in there, but...
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so... But it's weird, because it's hard to talk about a religious holiday without talking about religion.
It's true.
Because that is the basis of the holiday. That is the foundation
actually,
of the holiday.
That's true.
Very important to the holiday. We were gonna make up more conspiracies, though, right?
I think we should make up more conspiracies about Christmas.
On the spot, Christmas conspiracies. Santa is traveling so fast to get to everyone's house. You know, he would have to travel at the speed of light.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that means Santa can teleport.
Why hasn't he shared this with us?
And yeah, he has the technology to teleport, and he won't give it to everyone else because
maybe he does like what Doctor Strange does. And then he can like be multiple versions of himself or something like that.
I haven't seen it, but
maybe
that cool.
Maybe Santa is actually can clone himself. You know, he has like the ability to make a million versions of himself. So Santa's a mutant.
Yeah.
That's my conspiracy. Is he can teleport and clone himself? He's got all the powers.
So how many Santas do you think there are?
Well, I think there's one Santa, but then he can, like, make more of himself when he wants to, and then, like, and that's just for Christmas, and then when he's done delivering the gifts, he, like, presses a button on his, like, jacket, and then his other clones just,
die?
No, they, like, don't die. Isn't there, like, something in X-Men or, like, something where there's a mutant and then they can just, like, duplicate themselves? There's got to be some comic book or some superhero character or some mutant thing where there's a person that can just, like, clone themselves and then press a button and then they're just, like...
Without having to kill the clones.
No, yeah, they're not killed. The clones are not killed. Like, maybe, like, this person, like, just controls all of them.
I just can't stop thinking about that one movie where the guy makes a clone of himself and the clone dies repeatedly because he just keeps cloning himself and then killing his clones.
And what is that?
I don't want to tell what movie it is because that'll spoil the end of the movie. Because that only happens... You only realize that he's making clones of himself at the end of the movie. And then you're like, whoa, all the clones
are
dead.
Well, but I want to watch this movie now.
I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
When we're off there. It's a good movie.
That sounds so wild.
Even though I've told you the end now, so maybe it's not as good.
It's fine. But,
you know, they say that spoilers don't actually ruin your enjoyment of something. Like, a study somewhere.
You know, a lot... Danny is really big on that and not having spoilers, but I don't really care about spoilers. I'm not a person that really cares if the ending's ruined for me.
Yeah, you know, you
kind of depends, but most of the time, no.
You just have to let it, like, not... Because, like, you know, you'll rewatch stuff, and you know how that ends anyway.
Yeah.
So why would we rewatch stuff if it wasn't fun? That being said, not being spoiled is obviously more fun.
Yeah, I mean, if it is, like, a major twist.
Yeah. But, like, so many, most, like, major twists, I feel like you hear about those because people are like, oh, this is the movie where that happens. And
yeah,
like,
when I watched The Sixth Sense for the first time, I knew what the ending was because, like, it was so long after the fact, you know, like, after it came out that, everyone knew that was, like, the biggest twist or whatever.
I also knew it. I was like, okay, so this is going to happen.
Yeah, and then the one time I watched The Village, like... which I don't like that movie.
That movie is hilarious.
That movie is bad.
That's why it's so
I watched
funny.
It with my brother and my cousin, and they like were making fun of it the whole time, reasonably. And then they just like guessed the ending like halfway through the film, and then they also like guessed who the porcupine people were like really early on, and honestly they like it is so easy to guess who the porcupine people are in the film. Like the film acts like you have no idea who they are, But it's so obvious who they are, especially by, like, a certain point. It's, like, blatantly obvious, and then they still act like it's a twist.
Well, like, I can't even remember because I saw this a while ago.
It was a long time since I've seen it.
I remember the end of the movie, but I don't remember, like, finding... I remember finding out, like, the big reveal, but I don't remember, like, what the reveal was.
Yeah.
I remember the end, but I didn't remember the porcupine thing. Anyway.
Yeah, there was, like, those porcupine people.
They were so weird.
Yeah, they were supposed to, like, scare everyone into staying in the town.
You know, they could have done better special effects, or, like, done special effects.
I don't know. I just don't understand why they were porcupine people. Like, why porcupine people?
Because spikes are scary.
I guess spikes are scary. I don't know. Although, but there was, in the beginning of the movie, there was this, like, weird girl who was in love with this one guy, and she was so annoying. I hated her. Like, the acting, I think, was, like, purposely trying to be bad, but it didn't work. Like, it didn't make any sense. It was just bad. It wasn't, like, actually self-referential or anything, or meta. It was just bad.
It was just bad.
Yeah. I think I should watch this movie, drunk sometime.
Yeah, you'd probably have a lot of thoughts about it. Can you, like, live stream your reaction?
My reaction? Maybe we could do this together. I don't know.
Yeah, we should have a drunk village night.
Yeah.
Drunk village.
Drunk village. Oh, man.
But yeah, I like how we went from talking about Christmas
to M. Night Shyamalan.
Not the most obvious segue.
Well, you know, I mean, well, we were, like, talking about how Santa's actually a superhero. And then, you know, he has movies that are about superheroes, kind of, like, Unbreakable and stuff. And Split, like, he's got some superhuman stuff going on. Although he's bad. He's not a good person.
Yeah, Split's a superhero? Not
no,
a superhero.
He's a super villain.
I didn't see it, but I know that he's...
No, I think that Split's one of his best movies, actually. But it's, like, it's like disturbing. Like, it's, like, about how he... One of the guy's split personality is, like, the Beast. And he will, like, be really destructive. But it's not... It's, like, weird. Because it's, like, you never really know whether, like... He actually has, like, superpowers, or if it's just that he's projecting it so hard that he thinks he does, or, like, I don't know, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, like, Anya Taylor-Joy's in it, and really good. Although it's kind of, it is creepy, it's, like, disturbing, because he does, like, basically, like, hold these girls captive, so it's kind of, it's, like,
Yeah, I saw the scene where he, like, kidnaps them. That's all I've seen of that movie. And, like, I know, like, the spoilers about, like, what he... is like, or like becomes,
I heard the new movie he made is really bad. Old, like, everyone just goes to this beach and then they, like, become old.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the premise is, I don't know if that's a good or bad premise. Like, I can see how that could go very wrong for, like, a movie.
Yeah,
like, I could see how that not be executed.
I don't know, it's very just hit or miss. I mean, yeah. You know, a movie, like, I like Signs.
Oh,
I know,
God,
it's
I
stupid, but
Signs.
I like Signs.
Signs is amazing.
Like, that the movie. Ending is funny, like, what kills the aliens. It's like, really? But I still like it. I think, I don't know, I just like Signs.
You know, Signs is funny because I was like, when I watched that, I was really scared until they actually showed the aliens, and then I was like,
those aliens are they're not that scary yet. They're not scary aliens.
I was super scared before that.
Oh, speaking of aliens, have you ever seen, like, Mars Attacks?
I have not seen Mars
Attacks.
Oh,
it's so great. It's like a aliens, it's a spoof movie, so it's an alien movie, but it spoofs all alien movies. Like, it's a parody movie about aliens. It's really funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Aliens. Christmas aliens. To aliens.
Christmas is actually, so Santa's not a superhero, he's an alien. That's how he gets all the presents.
That's our final conspiracy.
that's
our final conspiracy of the semester.
Yeah, Santa's not just... He's not a mortal human. He's an alien.
He's an alien. Yeah, that's our show, Black Stripes or White Keys.
Yeah. And what are we going to do for our last song? There's a couple requests we didn't get to today.
Yeah, we have... I mean, they're on the playlist next, but neither one of them is going to finish. So it's just whichever one of your loved ones you like more.
I can't do that. You can't make me choose that.
Sophie's choice. You have to choose.
I'm not doing that. You're going to play it, and you're not going to tell me which one it is.
Okay. Well, I put this one here because we don't usually get requests from this one of your loved ones, so... He can have a special song today.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to WFO Medford.
All right. This is me signing off for the semester, but I'll see you all next semester.
Yeah.
Probably at a different time, unless we get to keep the time. I don't know.
I mean, it's a cool time. I don't know.
I like the time.
Actually, I think I might have a class this time next semester.
We have to fill out another form, and we'll let you know.
Yeah. I'll be back next week, so Black Stripes or White Keys will still be here. But
I'll listen. I can maybe call in. Actually, I could call in.
You could.
Because I'm leaving in the morning, so I'll be settled by this time.
I won't know how to pick up the phone, so sorry if I hang up on you in advance.
Okay.
All right. Okay. We're going to play, like, 1 minute of the song.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. WMFO Medford.